This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great stations along the line on the GCN Live Radio Network as well as USA Radio, as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, as well as our leading independent and our mom-pa stations out there leading America, West Virginia way, up there in Tennessee, up there in Montana, Wyoming, and God's country, as I like to say, in Idaho. So there you go. And we appreciate each and every one of you tuning in and listening to us tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, let's not forget about the FedEx and the UPS workers as well, hauling the packages, bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from here, there, and everywhere, and the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to make sure we got some go juice to get where we need to go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, first we'll go to my compadre, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
All right, hang on, because we've got our good friend and contributor, military contributor, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the telephone line. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
And you're getting a better round of applause there. I would not expect anything else less. By the way, it's a beautiful, balmy 83 degrees, partly cloudy, right here at the airport in Tampa.
Yeah, down here south of the bridge, it's much the same.
All right. Are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely. I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America. And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got a kind of a two-phase question for you. First of all, did you happen to see the Russian pictures and the Russian film of the tanks that they got, the German tanks and a couple of Bradley fighting vehicles?
I did see that, and of course that was part of their propaganda, and it comes out of both sides. But somewhere to the tune of about $86 million worth of equipment that we, the United States, provided, and that doesn't count the tanks that Germany provided, didn't fare very well on the battlefield as a part of this offensive launched by Ukraine. But as always, and we got to be prepared for this, though, in terms of, you know, we're all cheering for Ukraine to win, but we got to figure out what does it mean when we're going to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And right now it looks like we're having some loss on those kinds of things right there. But Ukrainian air defenses, like we talked about in the break, have fared pretty well. There's about 35 of those Shahed exploding drones, three of them. Of course, it only takes one to do some terrible damage, but 32 of the 35 here were down by Ukrainian air defenses. So as always, when you're talking about war, there's good news and bad news, and you don't know until the final or next to final chapters are written.
Well, the second part of this is that the United States has been reluctant to give Ukraine aircraft, and then they said, oh, yeah, well, we'll give them some F-16s, and we'll get them right out, and they'll have them shortly. Well, yesterday, a DOD official, unidentified, but he said, and I quote, it's going to take months for the Allies to give Ukraine F-16s.
Yeah, and that would be a huge game changer. Of course, that's an offensive weapon, so that's why we were reluctant at first. And that would absolutely designed to take the battle to Russia. And, of course, I think that we had resolved, and I don't think we came back on this, that it wouldn't be a direct shipment or provision of F-16s or aircraft to Ukraine, but it would rather be American-made aircraft that would go through second, third parties by way of you know, European nations and our other allies.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what's your question?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good to talk with you. I was wondering what your take might be on Anthony Blinken saying that the United States does not support Taiwanese independence, but yet not all that long ago, the president said we would come to the aid militarily of Taiwan if they were invaded. What do you think is going on?
Hard to figure with this administration what's going on, isn't it, Dad? Clearly, that was throwing a bone to China. I hate that. You know, I want the best for America. I really do. But I got to tell you, even before Blinken made the trip, I thought that the results of it was going to be dead in the water. It was dead on arrival, primarily because of Blinken's primary discussion with his couple days over in China, or with somebody who's not even his equivalent in the Chinese State Department. Of course, in the end, he had a handshake and a photo op taken with Xi Jinping with the premier, but that's all it was. That was as much for the benefit of China as it was for us.
Hold that thought, Colonel Kyle. You hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, that's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan, and all those dealerships where they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, regardless of what branch you're in, all veterans, regardless of where and how you served, and all first responders, too, along with those EMS firefighters, police, state police, sheriff's deputies, security officers, and church pastors, active and retired, get a great deal on the You Serve, You Save program. Now, you can also mention the captain sent you. That'll help you out, too. And, of course, their Nissan locations are the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50, right there by the Suncoast Parkway. So there you go. Now, don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens. You might be surprised. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And our good friend and guest this segment, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning to both of you.
Now, question. I want you to tell everybody a little bit about the Republican Liberty Caucus, which you are the chairman of for Manatee County.
I will, Captain. Thank you. You've been a wonderful supporter of it, and we appreciate that, as does the state and national organization. We're not a chartered affiliate of the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of the Republican Party, and we are chartered under the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. We've got just under 50 members here in Manatee County. Since we charted, we've been one of the fastest growing and certainly one of the most active. And we get involved in local politics, and our objective is to have a party, the Republican Party, as well as elected officials who say they are Republicans, that stand for the pillars of what we stand for, which is constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise, free markets. It's really as simple as that, and I think all Americans can get behind that. You don't have to be a Republican to think that, hey, those founding principles are worth saving and worth restoring wherever, at every opportunity, and that's what we endeavor to do.
Hmm. Okay. We've talked a lot about the Ukraine, but let's bring it back to the United States. A lot of people want our military brought back from overseas, or at least moved around a little bit, and troops put down on the border. Finish the wall, get the troops down there, don't let anybody in. I don't think we can put regular armed troops on the border for any reason whatsoever because of the Posse Comitatus laws that are in place. Is that right?
Well, short of a declaration of war and certain nationalizing or federalizing of National Guard troops, which has happened for various other reasons, not just for the purpose of fighting. Yeah, it's extremely difficult to do, and we're reluctant to do that. But clearly, I mean, the bottom line point is that the states, in what they're endeavoring to do, they don't need to be fought by the administration. They need to be supported by the administration. And if that, at least we could get that, because clearly the most clear and present danger we have is our porous borders, hands down. It's certainly a more clear and present danger than what we talked about in Ukraine. Yeah, we want Ukraine to defeat the Russian invaders, but we'd like the European Union to take on more of the weight there so that we can focus on. I know we're getting ready to deal with a budget of over almost $900 billion, the largest. It'll peak almost like what we used in World War II in terms of dollars, and that's amazing. When you think about it, and what kind of bang for the buck are we getting? Because we still got a porous border. We still have fentanyl that, notwithstanding this token agreement that was made with China to try to take a look at closely at the source of much of the fentanyl, which is China. And so there's a lot of things. And, of course, Chinese nationals and fentanyl is what's crossing a lot of porous borders. So, yeah, more needs to be done. But to start with, if we could just simply – instead of fighting the border states and what they're trying to do to protect themselves and, by extension, the rest of the United States of America, we could certainly at least not stand in the way. Get out of the way.
Okay, Kyle, your turn.
Thank you, Captain. Well, Kevin, we talked a little bit about China earlier, but what is this thing now about the balloon? It now is just a closed subject, and the president saying he thought that it was a big embarrassment for China. It's almost as if it never happened, and I suppose it doesn't matter what they were doing, evidently. But this is very odd.
Yeah, the two things that we've talked about. One, the statement about Taiwan, and two, the dismissal or that, oh, that's past history, like it happened, back in World War II or something like that, is just really doesn't make sense. But kind of like the words that come out of the president's mouth, they just don't make sense. It's hard to connect that. But all those speaking on behalf of this administration, it's hard. Hard as we try to make sense of it, it's quite often hard to do that. We send mixed messages, and sometimes the clear messages are just abhorrent, horrible things to be saying. And I think that what you just pointed out is right up there with the contrary messages that we continue to send out on Taiwan from this administration.
Well, it seems to me, too, that the balloon in and of itself, and this is not just the only balloon they ever sent out to anywhere in the world, but isn't that more of a prelude to gathering, you know, it's a gathering information as a prelude to something, one might think, any kind of maneuver or action they may want to take in the near future. So just kind of putting it to the side seems to be ridiculous in the extreme.
Yeah. And what it is, and of course, China doesn't do anything without a purpose, and it tries to do things like with the balloon, where it has plausible deniability that it was just an errant thing, we didn't really mean anything by it, and then right from the get go, when it came across and invaded our airspace, that's exactly what we were doing. We were saying, okay, China, you want plausible deniability? We'll give it to you. It's not collecting data. It's not doing anything. And we know that that is not the case. But like so many things, you know, the exit from Afghanistan and all that, we have to fight to get the baseline truth for all these things. And it's horrible for Americans to have to be fighting Americans when we should turn our attention to the folks that are the genuine threats, our porous border, and the new axis of evil, which of course is Iran, Russia, and China, with China being the number one.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the axis of evil, because that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because what people need to understand is the gravity that happens when you have different countries working in concert. They don't have the United States' best interest at heart. In fact, they're actively working against our interest. And just as we saw back in history, World War II, for example, and other periods, where you have countries that are aligning for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, and the weaker members of the Axis in World War II were able to feed off and get support from the stronger ones. And that's what the acts of evil, and historically speaking and currently speaking, that's what they do. They understand, they talk, they know what their individual strengths and weaknesses are, and they play to that. Even if they have their own national state interest in mind, they play that, and they barter in that. In fact, they do it better than what we often appear to be with our allies that we've had since World War II. A lot of what we do is, when you look at the money and the investiture of resources, the United States of America is doing more than its fair share, and long as have. As long as we do that, our erstwhile allies will say, hey, yay, America, continue to do that. You're saving us from that to invest our resources to do that, even when it's things like in Ukraine that are much more so in the interest of the European Union, Europeans, than they are ours. And so we got to continue to press that. You know, who needs enemies when you got friends that aren't willing to do their fair share?
Okay, Colonel, we got to run. We'll talk to you on Thursday morning, and I look forward to our conversation then. So have yourself a great day.
All right, good day to you all. I'll see y'all soon.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and you'll hear more from him on Saturday. Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus Chairman. All right, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren and myself going to talk a little baseball, bottom of the hour. We'll see what's going on in the world in which baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet rule. Be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Dangerous police chases involving human smugglers are becoming all too common near the Texas border with Mexico. Lisa Taylor has more.
A pickup truck loaded with people refused to pull over early this morning, leading the officers on a 20-mile pursuit. The sheriff's deputy was able to lay down spike strips on Highway 57. The truck's tires blew out and it rolled several times. Four illegal immigrants were hospitalized, including one that had to be rushed to a trauma center. They were all from Honduras. I'm Lisa Taylor.
U.S. State Department officials are deeply troubled, they say, by the Israeli government's plans for more than 4,000 new housing units in the West Bank. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, in a statement, said the U.S. opposes these actions that make a two-state solution more difficult to achieve, they say. Israel's government announced the changes to the settlement housing process this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we got a brand new segment for the weekly program. It's going to be, we're going to be talking baseball here with a friend, and we'll introduce you to him in just a second. But this portion of the program being brought to you by Relief Factor. And, of course, most of you know I've been taking Relief Factor for about a dozen years now. Now, I take it in the morning. I start my day with it. One packet, that's all I need, especially now that my problems have pretty much been solved. I take the one packet. And if you've got muscle aches or muscle pains, maybe you're a ball player, you had a rough game last night, or maybe you're a general contractor and you work construction or something, you come home with back and neck and shoulder and hip and knee pain and all that, this is something that will help you. It's all 100% narcotic free, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Find out more about it and the other healthy products that they have over there, too, at relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, because after all you have to do is get out of that pain you're in. That's all you have to do. All right. Well, let's get this started, because we've got a theme for this one, and we might even sing along with this one. So here we go. We're going to be talking baseball with Harrison Smajovic. So hold on. Be right back. Harry's going to lead us in.
A one, a two, a three.
sing it. You ready? Buy me something that's a cracker jack. I don't care if we ever get back. By the way, we've got Ken singing in the other room there.
Oh, please. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out. After a long game.
Yep, we had a third party in here, and maybe even Harrison was singing it. Good morning, Harrison.
Yes, Captain Mouth, thank you, and you better believe I was singing along. Good morning, everyone.
All right, take it away.
Will do. I'm Harrison Smajewicz, and we're going to round third and head on home as we take a look at what's happening around Major League Baseball. Leading off with last night's game, the Boston Red Sox gained ground in the American League wildcard race with a blowout road win against the Minnesota Twins. Boston now sits 1.5 games back from the third wild card. Heading over to Houston, the New York Mets hand the Astros their fifth straight loss in an interleague matchup. The Astros drop out from the third wild card spot, sitting 0.5 game back. Max Scherzer pitched 8 innings for the Mets, giving up just 1 run, striking out 8, while Francisco Lindor batted in 5 runs in the winning effort. However, it wasn't all bad for Texas baseball fans, as the Rangers beat the White Sox to pick up their 45th win of the year. Nathan Eovaldi will be on the mound for Texas tomorrow, and he'll be up against Chicago's Dylan Cease. Down in Miami, Luis Arraez racks up 5 hits to boost his batting average back up to .400. The Marlins rout the Toronto Blue Jays 11-0 to win their 5th straight game. And it's not just the Marlins who have a streak going on in the National League, for better or for worse. The Cincinnati Reds won their 9th straight game when they beat the Rockies. Joey Votto went 2-for-3 with a home run in his return to the Reds, his first game of 2023. The San Francisco Giants won their 8th straight game after a late-game rally put them over the top against the San Diego Padres in the 10th inning. Over in the Steel City, the Pittsburgh Pirates dropped their 7th straight game in a blowout loss to the Chicago Cubs. On the bright side for the Pirates, first overall pick in the 2021 draft, Henry Davis, made his debut, picking up his first career hit. The Arizona Diamondbacks maintained their cushion for possession of first in the National League West with a win over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals to pick up their 4th win in their last 5 games, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied from down 5-0 to beat the Washington Nationals 8-6. Looking ahead to some series that start today, the top 2 teams in the American League East square off when the Tampa Bay Rays start a 2-game home series against the Baltimore Orioles. The Rays currently sit 5 games ahead of the O's in the American League East. Tampa Bay looks to take advantage of a strong record at home to bounce back from a lackluster road trip out west. Heading up to the Bronx, the Yankees host the Seattle Mariners to begin their homestand. The Yankees look to break a major slump, having lost 8 of their last 11 games. Gerrit Cole will be on the bump. Staying on the East Coast, but heading to the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies host the Atlanta Braves for a 3-game set. Both teams come into the game with identical 6-game winning streaks. The Braves sit comfortably atop the NL East, while the Phillies sit 1 game back behind the Dodgers for a 3rd wildcard spot. Speaking of the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw will take the mound for Los Angeles out in Anaheim when they start a road series against Shohei Ohtani and the Angels. Ohtani seeks his first career hit against Kershaw. The MLB All-Star Game is now exactly 3 weeks away, and you can vote in your favorite players. Ronald Acuna Jr., the Atlanta Braves, leads all players in votes with just over 1 million. Trailing him closely is Shohei Ohtani with 950,000 votes. However, Ohtani is first in the American League. The Yankees' Aaron Judge is 3rd overall and 2nd in the AL with nearly 850,000 votes. If voting ended today, the most represented teams in the starting lineups of the All-Star game would be the Toronto Blue Jays and Atlanta Braves, with three starters each. On top of this, former Brave Freddie Freeman is now in the running to run away with the vote for first base in the National League. Despite having the best record in baseball, as of now, zero Tampa Bay Rays players would be in the starting lineup for the American League in the All-Star game. However, Randy Arozarena and Yandy Diaz remain in the hunt, and Shane McClanahan is the front runner to start on the mound for the AL. That'll do it for your look around Major League Baseball. I'm Harrison Stachowicz, and we now return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks a lot, Harrison. Hang on a second there. Okay, Kyle, that was Harrison. That was his initial report. What'd you think?
I think he did a great job, and he's a great addition, and a lot of good information in there, Harrison, as well, especially about, I'm looking forward to the freeway series out here with the Angels and the Dodgers. Of course, I'm rooting
for you. Just don't want to drive anywhere.
Well, I'm about 15 minutes from Angel Stadium.
I know. You just want to drive anywhere. I know you. Well, you know, and that's what's good. You know, we've had a lot of people say, hey, you don't talk about baseball enough. Well, guess what? Once a week when we bring Harrison on, that's all we're going to talk about for this segment. And the fact of the matter is, I love baseball. I played it till I was 35 years old. I played town team semi-pro baseball with the fire department that I was in. And that's one of the things we did. We had intramurals. And by the way, we would play the cops all the time. You know, we'd have a one-on-one round robin, so to speak, with the different firehouses against the different precincts.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
Yep. Yep. It was always a lot of fun. Always a lot of competition and always a lot of food. Oh, my goodness. Shoo. Shoo.
Well, I never really played baseball. I played football when I was young, but my son played baseball up through high school, and he's quite good, and he's a pretty good pitcher.
All right. Well, coming up, we're going to wrap the show up. Final segment coming up here, and, of course, it'll be brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. But you're going to be hearing more from Harrison next week, same time, same bat channel. So I hope you get a chance to tune in and listen, because he's going to be very thorough what he's talking about. And as we get closer and closer and closer to the playoffs, it's going to get a lot more interesting. Let's see if the Rays can hold on, right?
Well, exactly right. That's right.
They didn't exactly set the world on fire out there in your backyard.
Well, that's true. They lost to the Padres, and but they're the winningest team right now, the Rays are, from what I understand.
All right. Well, hang in there, Kyle. We're coming back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back. And, Harrison, you stay right there, because I'm going to talk to you off air. And we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming right up.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Wines and Decor down there in Sarasota, my longest running sponsor and very good friends of the show, and a big shout out to all the people down there. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is one of those special places that you wouldn't think they'd have half the things they'd have and could do what they do, but they do. They are simply the best. I mean the best when it comes to blinds, shades, shutters, other decor for your home, and they even have the installation parts and cleaning to do it, as well as the part, the initial shutters or blinds or shades to buy. Now, I've worked with them for many years, ever since I've been on the radio, as a matter of fact, and I've sung their praises. Dominic, of course, when he owned the business, our good friend and his wife, and now, of course, we've got the new owners have been there several years, settled in. But from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. Why? Because it's going to save you money. If you are a veteran or a first responder or active duty military, you make a $100 purchase, you're going to save some money. They'll give you a discount. Now, they're located
at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So you can stop in or you can call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. You can schedule an appointment or just stop on by. They're local. They're experienced. They're the best at what they do. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Check them out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
One of the things that we've got to talk about right now is this tropical storm Brett. It's kind of in a pattern which they don't know where it's going to go, and we don't know how powerful it's going to be. But at the present time, it has 40-mile-an-hour sustained winds. It is moving west at 17 miles per hour. It slowed down a little bit. The minimum central pressure is 1,008 millibars, which is 29.77 inches. That stayed the same all night. There aren't any warnings for any land yet because it's not affecting any land yet, but it will be depending on the track it takes. Now, there are gusts of wind right now up to 65 miles an hour. If it becomes a Category 1, that will go up. If it becomes something different, that will go up. We just don't know. But what we need to pay attention to now that it is hurricane season is two things. Take a look at the National Hurricane Center weather map. Note that right behind Brett, maybe 3 to 5 days, is a disturbance that is developing and looks more developed, believe it or not, than Brett does, with a 40% chance of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours. So it's possible we could have a 1-2 whammo-bammo type of deal here. It's possible. So please pay attention to the weather. Please pay attention to the weather. And for you folks, so wait a minute, no, it just changed in front of me. 60% chance of cyclone development within the next 48 hours. 60% on the one that's trailing Brett. But it's that time of the year, and I'm going to start tracking this and start making more notice of it as it gets closer to the shorelines. And Kyle, I know that's something that you do too, right?
Well, that's right. And, of course, right now, Captain, it's a really good idea if you're in the basic track where these hurricanes come through or usually are predicted to, now's a good time to start getting prepared. Get your escape plan prepared. Make sure you have stuff to go with you, especially stuff like medicine that you might have to pick up at a moment's notice if there's any evacuation that has to happen or if you have to get out to higher ground. So right now, while everything's calm and you can do it without being under the gun, now's a good time to just make sure you're ready.
Now, we talked about Twitter the other day, and we talked about their television entrance on YouTube, correct?
Right, I believe so, yes.
Well, guess what? They're going to go television on Twitter. It's going to be called Twitter TV. And the website will have shows like Tucker Carlson, who will probably be the lead for some other shows. And yesterday, a number of Fox staffers jumped ship to work with Tucker Carlson, some of his old people that worked with him. And I'm not surprised to hear that. Are you?
Well, I'm not. And, yeah, we did hear a little bit about how Twitter is going to, you know, have a lot more video or be more video-focused.
Television.
But as far as... Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But, you know, Tucker Carlson, of course, I think has the resources to become a real powerhouse and certainly may be exploring this as a much different medium than even the traditional cable news network type of thing. Not CNN in particular, but a news network on cable television. So this is going to be some very new things, and we'll see. Especially, it's going to get more volatile during this election, rhetorically.
Well, let's be honest. CNN and MSNBC are literally hanging by a financial thread.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that they don't know what they're doing now.
Nope.
They're trying to revamp Trump ratings, to lack of a better term, but they don't know quite what to do if Trump isn't the main focus.
Well, again, that's up to the people. It's got nothing to do with me, nothing to do with you, because if he starts to lose some of these primaries, and it very well could happen, then we have someone else that emerges, and we'll see what happens. Now, Donald Trump, listen to me. Now, Joe Biden is in the same position. By him moving up the South Carolina primary, he may be lining himself up for a loss in two states. You win one, you lose two. But look at the numbers. Look at the delegates. Is that a smart move?
Well, I would be very surprised if it really does go through that New Hampshire would not be the first in the nation primary.
By law, by their own law, they have to be.
Well, exactly. So, you know, he doesn't want to set up a showdown like that. I mean, I understand he wants to come out a winner and try to get some momentum, but the momentum really just isn't there right now. I don't know how you manufacture that, but by simply trying to go to South Carolina first. But Joe Biden is in for some rude awakenings, I think, and I think there will be rumblings if he's not appearing to be a winner, or that he's not being able to do what he needs to do.
All right. Well, I want you to hold on to your pencil and telephone and anything else you got, because we have a caller on the line. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready. Yep.
Okay. Here it comes. Get ready, folks.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the bottom line is this. Every chance the Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and all the fake Republicans can, they'll send out a clown like former Attorney General Barr to try and bash Trump. They'll send out anybody. They'll send out Fat Boy Chris Christie. They'll send anybody up to come against the greatest president for the American people since Ronald Reagan, which is Donald John Trump, okay, who didn't talk about it, who was about it, okay? He was being about it. He was working for the American people, driving gas prices down. He wasn't selling us out to China, taking bribes like Joe Biden is. He wasn't, look at the FBI and every, where's the indictment? Where's the contempt charges on Christopher Wray, okay, for bringing over the documents? McCarthy, you're a disgrace. McConnell, you're a disgrace. Okay? And anyone who turns on Donald Trump is a Judas. Okay? Donald Trump performed. That's like taking Joe DiMaggio or the greatest baseball player out of the game when the guy comes through all the time. So don't tell me this and that. I busted my ass for Ron DeSantis.
All right, you're running out of time, Todd. Running out of time.
It's not his time. Sit down, DeSantis. It's Donald Trump and nobody else. Peace.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. Kyle, thanks for another great night. Appreciate your help. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Appreciate what you're doing, and a lot of people do too. And we'll be back with more. I'll have lunch with the captain today at Mission Barbecue. Come on out and see us. We'll be there from 11 to 1. And tonight's the Tampa Trump Club over there at the Mugs, the Icott Center. So come on over for that if you want. 6:30 to 8:30. See you later, Gator. God bless America. Remember, it's all about we. We the people here on this program. We are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. I'll be back. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.